At 6:30, we have sunny skies and 78 degrees in Tulsa. Good morning. I'm Matt Trotter, KWGS News. The State Board of Health approves proposed medical marijuana rules for Oklahoma with a few changes. The big one is ruling out smokable marijuana. Another, pushed for by Dr. Murali Krishna, is requiring dispensary managers to be licensed pharmacists.
Who's an expert on chemicals and medication and interactions. And many of the marijuana products have number of interactions, a number of medications, like common medication, fluvoxamine. Significant level changes happen.
Those tweaks were favored by the Oklahoma State Medical Association and go beyond changes the state health department made in response to public comments. The man accused of forcing the emergency landing in Tulsa of an Atlanta-bound Delta flight pleads guilty to a federal assault charge. Bolutife Olorunda of Vancouver, Washington, will pay the airline more than $9,000 for the cost of diverting the plane. Prosecutors say Olorunda verbally assaulted a flight attendant on the May flight from Portland, Oregon. Earthquakes might be taking a toll on Oklahomans' mental health. From 2010 to 2017, Google searches for anxiety-related terms jumped in Oklahoma after earthquakes of at least magnitude 4 and stayed elevated for weeks. University of California, Berkeley researcher Joan Casey says the next step is finding data to see specific effects earthquakes have on mental health.
That's something we might be able to do using claims data from hospitals in the state of Oklahoma, where we'd have diagnoses for mental health outcomes among people coming into clinics and hospitals. And we could look at those in relation to these earthquakes.
Researchers also think Oklahomans may be more anxious about earthquakes because they're linked to human activity. Details about the Oklahoma Museum of Popular Culture are coming Monday. Building renderings, hours, and groundbreaking plans will be announced then. OK Pop is being built in the Tulsa Arts District across from Kane's Ballroom. Oklahoma's U.S. senators want a timely vote on President Trump's second Supreme Court nominee. Trump selected federal judge Brett Kavanaugh to take Justice Anthony Kennedy's place. Senator James Lankford told Fox Business it will take a couple months before a confirmation vote.
We'll walk through the process and try to be able to look at all of his background, all of his opinions, things that he's written for a very long time, and go through it step by step. But it seems to be a good choice on its face, someone with great experience and background.
Senator Jim Inhofe, in a statement, called Kavanaugh a, quote, outstanding choice. Our weather forecast, a high of 97 today with a heat index up to 103. Sunny now and 78 degrees. I'm Matt Trotter, KWGS News.